From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, while in Japan, warned those gathered at the airbase, no dictator should underestimate the United States. As he began his Asia tour, it is expected to be dominated by the North Korea nuclear crisis. Mr. Trump went on to say that the U.S. will never yield, waver, or falter in defense of the American people and their freedom.
No one, no dictator, no regime, and no nation should underestimate ever American resolve. Every once in a while in the past, they underestimated us. It was not pleasant for them, was it? It was not pleasant.
Mr. Trump will visit five countries and take part in the East Asia Summit in an ASEAN meeting. Saudi Arabia has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen and aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of the capital, Riyadh. Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the missile the Saudis have been pursuing and the Houthis aggressively. Dozens of people have been killed and many injured after a car bomb exploded in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. The attack targeted refugees from the violence who had gathered on the east side of the Euphrates River. Deir ez-Zor is one of two cities in which Syrian troops have declared victory over the Islamic State this past Friday. Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs Minister Thamer al-Sabah says that he has confirmed information about a plot to kill Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri. Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering an attack on Iran and Hezbollah for creating discord in the country. This is VOA News. The former leader of Spain's Catalonia region, Carles Puigdemont, says that he is prepared to cooperate with Belgian authorities following the issuance of a European arrest warrant by Spanish authorities, who believe that Puigdemont and others committed crimes while pushing for Catalonia's secession from Spain. Meantime, several thousand people marched in Spain's Basque country to protest the Spanish government's takeover of Catalonia. The Basque region in northern Spain has its own separatist movement, one with a decades-long history of armed conflict and violence. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
A sea of umbrellas lined the streets of Bilbao Saturday as hundreds protested against Spanish direct rule in Catalonia and the imprisonment of the nine members of ousted President Carles Puigdemont's sacked cabinet on Thursday. Arnaldo Otegi is the leader of the Basque pro-independence party at Bildu. He says Catalonia has begun a new era where jailed Catalan political prisoners now exist, and their president is under an European arrest warrant. Madrid implemented Article 155 of Spain's constitution October 27th, taking over control of the region's government in response to the declaration of independence by Catalonia's parliament.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. Australia has turned down New Zealand's offer to accept 150 refugees from offshore detention centers in Nauru and Papua New Guinea. But it had opened to further consideration following a meeting between the country's leaders.
As you know, we have an arrangement with the United States whereby a substantial number, 1,250, can, subject to the United States' rigorous vetting, be resettled in the United States. And we're pursuing those arrangements at the moment. And that is our commitment.
That is Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Typhoon Damri has blasted Vietnam's south centrist coast, killing at least 27 people. Disaster officials say the roofs of more than 1,000 homes have been blown off and uprooted trees and knocked down electricity poles. Damri is the strongest storm to hit the area in at least 16 years. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says it has discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa from 2014 to 2016. The outbreak killed more than 11,000 people and infected another 29,000 and cost more than $6 million during its height when it ravaged the countries of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.